episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
You're listening to Be Told, episode number 30. Episode number 30? I think it is. On the 29th of May, 2025. A special edition. Because I did one last week and it got scrubbed. Well, I'm sorry, it didn't get recorded. So I've got nothing better to do with myself than sit here and drink myself. I've had to get low alcohol beer now. I cannot. If I have the real stuff, I'll just be. It's just too. It's too relaxing. I've just come back from. I can't say the winner is Sydney because I cannot go back there. The freeway is shut down. I was talking about this the last show. Well, guess what? It's apparently possibly going to be shut down for another 7 days, which means I'll definitely not be going back to Sydney. The winner. But it's a sign that I've got to get the fuck out of that place and I shouldn't be going down there anyway. Has God himself, just like he did when he destroyed my roof, ugly old roof, and my two uninsured cars, but undrivable, five years ago, God himself struck him down. I was talking to Frank about this yesterday. And I got full coverage. I got a brand new roof, which means that all this rain that I'm getting now, which is biblical level, I've got a very dry house and I've got a reliable car. Thanks to God himself, guaranteed. Ask for help and you'll get a mysterious green cloud. And it was a big green cloud flew over, destroyed about, let's just say, about 86% of the roofs that are surrounding me as well. I don't know if they were happy about that, but I certainly was, be told, 100%. Anyway, I've just come back from the supermarket. I went to the gym, which I can go to easily. The floods are not as bad as they were 4 years ago where I am, but where they are just down the road, they've never had this in record level floods. And when we say that in this country, when you say something's record level, it is in fact extremely bad. And we've had a couple of demises already, apparently. And God, I can't believe there's not more. I mean, people are getting pulled, airlifted off their roofs with their dogs and cats in their hand, literally. Boats are coming around to rescue people off their roofs. Really bad stuff. Just, you know, 30-minute drive from my house. This same thing happened down the bottom of my hill, not 2021, and then again in 2019. Absolute devastation. Is this being engineered? Yes, it is. You're on the right show for that. The king tides just happened to have two king tides this week. Can you believe it? And just by coincidence, because I'm going to say this now, weather is predictable down to the day or within 3 or 4 days. It's cyclic. These same cloud patterns are like the sea up in the sky. There's a sea above your head, whether you like that or not. And farmers, et cetera, have been using the moon and cycles for many years. That's called the ancient sailors and everything. Well, you had to have sails on your boat, used these techniques, cycles of rain, wind and everything to get away for their trading, the trade routes and routes or whatever. So if you know there's a huge amount of low pressure coming down to 3 days and you start top dressing it with rainmaking, which is just simple silver oxide, guess what? It comes down twice as heavy, sorry, three times as heavy. And so we haven't had rain like this before. When it comes down like unbelievable. Anyway, so guess what? All the farms have lost their crops. We are truckatarians officially. The shops are starting to lose all their, a lot of the, anything that's coming from the winnings, Sydney, can't come here. The both sides of the freeway are shut down. Or up to, it's been shut for 3 days. So you go into the supermarket and there's no bread because all the local bakeries, a lot of them are closed down. That's not true where I live. There's plenty of bakeries, but they need flour and stuff like that, which usually comes from, used to be local mills and land from here. Guess what? Those supermarkets destroyed them. Destroyed them. So this is what's going on now. And all of a sudden there's going to be shortages of, anything that's, again, coming from Sydney. If it's coming from Queensland, no problems. Should be stuff coming from there. But then that can shut down as well. Now, what a coincidence. 3 weeks ago, we had that tragedy. Well, I say tragedy engineered deliberately, where a truck dropped 30 tons of pieces of metal, sharp pieces of metal, 30 kilometres of it up the main freeway, heading towards Sydney, and it ripped all the tyres off people's cars, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, the next week. So that puts you off driving when that thing, kind of thing happens. The very next week, a 10-car pile-up on the exact same stretch of road, shutting down all the lanes into Sydney and one leaving it on a Friday morning or a Thursday morning, very busy morning. And now we've got the same thing, a much worse one. This is like kilometres and kilometres of just mud and water over the freeway, thanks to the king tides. So this is bad. And so it's going to cause, again, people are going to lose their properties. The insurances will not pay out. You'll be told you have to go into they'll build smart cities. And someone wisely said on some Facebook post the other day, said, is Taree on the World WEF's smart city program? I would hazard a guess it soon will be. Now, Kempsey, going underwater, it's about 40 minutes from me. Really bad because it's all sea level and farms, sea level farms that they got cleared many years ago. These things happen, but when you add to them with a very simple equation and the stratosphere is dumping silver oxide over the top of already pregnant with water clouds, it comes down just like Operation Popeye. That they did exactly the same thing in the Vietnam War on the Ho Chi Minh Trail. Look it up, Operation Popeye. This is Operation Popeye 2.0, like Gladio 2.0. Look into Gladio, which is, you had a lot of your false flags and bombs going off. Gladio and Gladio 2.0, really interesting stuff. Look into that if you're into conspiracy, not conspiracies, fact, guaranteed fact. Now, I had to listen back to the show. It sounds terrible because my microphone, hoping this one's a better one, sounds so bad when Joel comes in with his professional microphone. I sound like I may as well be on, hello, John, on a crackly phone, you know, in the middle of nowhere, phoning in on a talkback show. You sound terrible. Now, I need to do something about that, obviously, but so I thought I'd come in tonight and talk by myself. And fill up some blah, blah, blah. And hopefully the bumpers will come in where it's every 20 minutes. I didn't realize that the other night. Anyway, I just went into the Coles supermarket and I was getting my bits and pieces. And I looked at myself and I bought a carton of pure filtered water, right? And I thought, what kind of fuckwit would be buying water when there's about 8 trillion tons of kilojoules or kiloliters has been dropped on top of your head? Well, I did. And I said to there's actually a transgender older, it could be my age, not sure. You can't tell the difference. When they get a woman or man goes over 60, say, and gets a bit wrinkly, you put a curly hair wig on them and they look like a woman if they're a man. And this one looks like unidentifiable, but it's definitely was a man. Anyway, and I walked up and I said, what kind of, I didn't say fucker, I said, what kind of spastic I didn't say that. What did I say? What kind of imbecile would be buying water in this weather? And he just pointed at me straight in between the eyes. And I thought that was really funny because I was making a joke. And I bought water. Why did I buy water? Because I mix it with the beer. Can you believe this? I actually mix pure water in with beer. And you can't taste the difference and it makes it go further and you don't get as much poison in your liver. So it's a good thing. I actually knew my new regime. And I've definitely lost weight and look a lot better than I did when I was drinking wine. For some reason, I don't know why that is. Wine is full of poisons. The cheap wine I was drinking, cheap wine in a 3-day growth, very, very poisonous. It's full of, what's that stuff called when you make alcohol? Anyway, it's poisonous. And I was waking up in the middle of the night and having to eat food to soak up that poison. Ethanol, methanol, I think methanol, both are in it. Yeah, so anyway, back to this weather warfare now. Without any doubt whatsoever, I've spoken about this before and I'll say it again, Cyclone Alfred was nothing more than an overhyped event, a natural cyclone coming into the Gold Coast area. They shut down schools all the way to Sydney almost in trepidation or preparedness of this cyclone. And I remember thinking, we've been through so much before and they've never shut the schools down at this. And so the whole thing was basically climate lockdown preparedness. The whole thing was a big wank, guaranteed. Yeah, you got a little bit of wind, big deal, and my friend's fence fell over and one of the people on the show's balcony got blown off, probably an old balcony. These things happen in weather events. It's not the end of the world that they made it out to be. And they locked down. Business was shutting down. I don't care about the Gold Coast. I'm talking about my area was shutting down because they were scared by the news. They were being told something was way worse than it was, and it was an absolute nothing burger of the highest magnitude. Now, right now, real disaster of the magnitude, 50 times worse than Cyclone Alfred ever could have been, all the way down to Sydney. Floods, you know, really bad, blah, 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 blah. The schools are open. I'll say that again. The schools are open. Even in the area around me, you've got the option to send them or not, but you don't have to not send. You can send them for all those parents out there that have to go to work and rely on the school. So that whole Alfred thing was 100% bullshit, guaranteed. I could smell it a mile off when they started shutting the schools down the road from me, and I was right. But now, real disaster, biblical level rain, and we had really bad winds the other night. Trees are going down left, right, and centre. The schools are open, or a majority of them are. Now, that is a proof climate lockdowns are on their way, and they are going to use overhyped people that get excited, you know, and everyone thinks, oh, it's a great thing, you know. You know, I'm going to be part of something, a big disaster. And a lot of people actually enjoy that kind of thing. It's actually a pain in the ass. You can't do anything. But there's people out there, you see on YouTubes, that, you know, some really funny ones of Cyclone Alfred that parodied it. You know, people out there, I've talked about this before, but there's a really funny guy that was showing this flower slightly bending in the wind. And he had really great dramatic music behind it. Very funny. And that's what it was all about. One night of wind, big deal. Here, nothing, not a fucking sausage. Now, real bad, and schools are open. Taree, no, but we're, you know, we have, maybe not as bad as what Taree's going through now. 4 years ago, they were really, really bad. It was businesses just down my hill from my house, two stories underwater. I'm talking about old buildings, mind you, but up to the roof anyway. So overhype, but they haven't overhyped this one. They're underplaying it, if anything. They're not bringing up the amount of people that are going to be affected by the truckitarian dramas, which is going to happen, absolutely for sure. Don't tell me there's no bumpers on this thing. I'll mute because I did this last week. Surely Joel would have I'll pause. I insulted his intelligence by saying that there was no bumpers and I'd muted before the 20 minutes happened. I'll just mute now. I'll take the risk. Anyway, what I lost on the show I did last week, I was rehashing this yellow sun thing. Now, I'm suggesting that you only have to go to an old children's book, old artworks from the 16th century through to now, and find me a white sun in the sky on any of those paintings. Online, you're probably going to start seeing this now because they're going to be correcting old artworks online, guaranteed. They'll even probably go into galleries and spray them white if they have to. But no one painted the sun yellow. No poet ever described the white blistering sun. It was always the yellow blistering sun or the golden blistering sun or the copper, you know, every other colour. Now, yeah, it is slightly yellow when it sets, only because of the haze in the distance and the cloud in the mornings. Sometimes you get some beautiful old-fashioned ones where I am. Majority of the time it's this bright white light that is nothing like it used to be. And older people can see this, that they've got their brains that are working. And that, so, again, how my good friend of mine I met, he said, what colour the sun used to be? And I said, yellow, and boom, we became great friends. Now, there are, without any doubt, people out there that just, you know, like trolls like, and he is a professional troll, Tim Osman, why would you have chosen that name for? Now going to the yellow sun is, and it's funny because basically most people would immediately, in their brains, immediately say yellow sun, yeah, normal, yellow sun. But he's trying to say, oh, no, it never was yellow, blah, 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 blah. Now, every ancient painting, there was yellow paint available and white paint at the same time. Why did they not choose to use white for the blue sky and a white glowing round orb block we have now? Because it was yellow. Maybe that's, as soon as I mention yellow suns, it stops the bumpers coming through. Could that be it? It could be a thing. Oh, here they go. What a fantastic.
Truth Meets is supported by listener donations. You can support us too by going to truthmeets.com and clicking on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
This is Klaus Schwab from the formerly of Superior Economic Forum. I have to say this is wonderful to have this platform. And you must send, hit the donut link on the Truth Meets page and send some money to Velocet, please. I have no money because I have no job. My job, CHOB, is gone. And so they're replacing me with someone even more nastier than me. I want you to write and complain to Valid Economic Forum. Please give Klaus's job back. 221, or whatever it is, the Swiss era Davos. And please give my job back, please. Thank you. Thank you, Klaus Schwab. What a good bumper. Obviously, Klaus has come and done a bumper before. Begging for money and then hit the donut link. Really easy to do. I think I have to do my one soon. I'm probably a month behind, actually. Very naughty of me. Well, I did do one recently, but I have to do another one. Because I've got my own show and I'm happy to say, Rollo, why isn't Rollo sending money? I know you just sold his house today and he got his money today, Rollo. I know you're out there somewhere. He's not out there listening because otherwise he'd be here. But Rollo's successfully transacted and sold the treehouse. End of an era, 30 years of him screaming abuse off the front of his balcony. Well, I don't know if he's been doing it for 30 years, but say 10 to 12 years of abusing his neighbours, peace and quiet, all gone now. And he's going to do it to another lot of neighbours when he moves into his new house, which he's bought. Fantastic. Near a train station, which is even better for me. If I do have to get a train, I can jump out and stagger up the road and go and see Lord Rollo. And he's got a granny flat there, so I can dress up as a granny and go in there and see him. Be told. Anyway, Rick on episode number 30 of Be Told on the, what did I say it was? May the 22nd be with you. No, is it the 29th? It can't be the 29th. Yeah, May the 22nd. God, I got it wrong on the last thing. It's the 22nd today. But who would know? Because I'm in La La Land. I don't have any ability to go to work. I did actually work Monday and Tuesday, though, which I had already talked about on the last show. But I can't. My little op shop is shut till Monday. I can't go on the freeway to the wedding. I've got clients a whole day's worth of work tomorrow that I can't do. But what I have to do is I have to shout this out, that I am no role model. I've become a talker, not a doer. So in a natural disaster, if you're a proper community person, and this will be coming in the future with communitarianism, Brian and whatever his wife's name, communitarianism, which is coming. This is what's coming, a blend of communism and fascism, as far as I'm concerned, but they're going to make it so if you don't go out and do voluntary work, you're going to get your carbon credit, or your credit, social credit, will be lowered, guaranteed. And I should be, there's nothing wrong with me filling sandbags up, driving into disaster zones and filling sandbags. Have I done that? No. I have to make up for this. Really, I've got to start doing something communitarianism-like, because you do have to get out and help people. And little old ladies and little old men with one leg are hopping around filling up sandbags. Probably. I haven't seen any of them, but I'm sure they are. And I have not. I've been lying in bed scrolling for useless fucking crap that's getting sent to me on Facebook, those shorts. I've turned into one of my sons, particularly the one that was here this morning. He now tells me off. He goes, "Dad, you're worse than me, Dad. Dad." And he's 100% correct. His hypocritical father, is not. I should be out there filling sandbags, rescuing cats, because that's honestly the worst thing that's happening. There's, apart from the livestock, there's nothing you can do about that. They're getting washed out to sea. Sheep, they're drowning in their paddocks. This is an inland sea, literally, of coming in at the. I've got one across the road from me, but luckily it hasn't risen to the level of 4 years ago. But it is really bad. You can just go onto Mid North Coast Disaster Zone on your local news. No exaggeration, getting hyped up there. They can't. They have to underhype this one because it is really bad. Really bad, he says, drinking light beer with ice and water. Who does that? Who does it? Who also goes out and spends money when 8 quadrillion kiloliters of water just dropped on his head and he goes and buys filtered water? Probably because I don't trust the water coming out of the sky these days, to be honest, even though it'd be very pure by now. But this is bad, 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 bad. And it's heading south now. But here it comes again. Here it comes again, and the wind is picking up. And this is the problem. When you get saturation like this, the tree roots all start getting loosened, and a big wind comes and just knocks them over. And I had to dodge a tree come down across the freeway, 110 kilometres an hour, managed to swerve around it. But it's bad, bad, bad. And the potholes are just like biblical level. If you can imagine a biblical pothole, these things are all over the place. So driving at night time is extraordinarily dangerous. So we're being locked down again, but they're doing it by simple nature, just hyping up nature a bit and spraying some shit over the top of these big, big, heavy rain clouds, cells that are in clouds. It's called an East Coast low. So it's basically the clouds are coming in at same height as you, your house, or a little bit above it, and that is dumping everything. And now, where Johnny's list is, I haven't seen photos from him, but it is literally like Arizona desert. You know, it's just absolute drought where he is. People, you know, animals dying from starvation and heat. and lack of water, possibly. This is another, you know, and that's when it doesn't flood here, it droughts. We've got nothing in between, one or the other, a heavy rain or drought. I've got, old books here, terrific old books with floods exactly the same as the ones that we're going through now. Maybe not the one in Taree, T-A-R-E-E, look it up, T-A-R-E-E. Rollo's brother's got a house there, I do believe. You know, this is, now it's coming down sideways again. So to be honest, I'm in a good spot. I've got a beautiful cafe out, literally walk out my front door, and the very first business on my left is turned into a beautiful little cafe, and she makes incredibly nice cakes and stuff and nice pies. So I'm well fed. I've got a bottle shop four doors up to my right, even better. So I can sit there commiserating with myself and having a couple of drinks. Now, anyway, more interesting stuff. Let's stop talking about me and my lack of doing anything about the floods, which is true. I should be out there. And I should volunteer, join the SES over here, which is the rescue company. I have got no excuse not to be doing this. I'm at home, literally got nothing to do. I'm drinking. I should be out there in the rain helping, saving someone's cat or dog. But you can't, and get this, they stopped you. Now, get this one. If you weren't vaccinated, you couldn't do volunteer work with the SES, etc., even in the worst floods in 2021. That was a fact. There were people rolling up in Lismore and saying, where do I start? What do you want me to do? And they said, are you vaccinated? No, go away. That actually happened. I cannot stop going on about COVID. It is absolutely fucking unforgivable what happened. So you wanted to go and help and do something. No, you're not. Sorry, you need to take this vaccine. No problem whatsoever. These people are probably halfway dead now, you know, not well. Again, I'm talking about this with everyone I've been speaking to. Every time I speak to someone, it's another, I've got to go to a funeral. I've got to do this. I just went to a funeral. Now, I suppose I could go into the funeral parlours and ask questions or ask for a job. I was thinking, actually thinking about that the other day. I could get a job, you know, just driving. Be fantastic. Morbid, but dropping, you know, actually just driving. You see those hearse drivers? I could do that. Listen to podcasts. Not talk to any of the clients, best not to. IPS actually did that as a job, a proper job. It's very interesting, actually. And he actually did do some very good rubbishing of these, what's his name, that came out saying these the clots that they were unable to remove, do blood trans. What's it called when they, oh my God, this is coming down sideways. When they're emptying out the body of its fluids, embalming, there was a guy came out and said that they're so full of clots they can't do it. And he, because he's done it before, said, no, that's quite normal. So that was actually good. He does some really good stuff. I always have to say that. Very impressed with some of it and very unimpressed with some of it. But neither the twain shall meet. The yellow sun is he's hit an all-time low with that one. If you went to one of those TV shows like, what's it called? We have to, they give you a word and you've got to guess the first thing that came to the public's head when they asked them. What was it called? Dun, dun, one of those game shows. The first thing someone would say, what is yellow? And people say, banana, the sun, whatever. They're the first three or four things that would come up. Guaranteed. What else? What was the first word that comes in your head when you think of the colour yellow? I'd say the sun. Not anymore. You have to say, oh, white. It's now white. What's the first thing that comes to your head when it's white? I'll tell you what it is. Snow. Ice. What else is white? Ice cream. Whatever. I would not say sun. Nobody would say sun. Okay? Now, over here, I'm not talking about where anyone else is. I'm talking about Australia. the sun is white. It's not yellow anymore. And we are getting top dressed without any doubt whatsoever. And I'll talk about this. So what I did, I've been into this stuff for a long time. So when I first started getting awake to it and I started going talking to people, which is the biggest mistake you can ever do, because, again, just because you think your friends think that you're not mad, you think that your friends think you're not bad, you're not mad, but they do. 95% of your friends, maybe 98, if you share any, say I shared the fart podcast, et cetera, we did, and a few other things to people, I never heard back from some of them. They do not, people can be polite and go, ha, 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 that's nice. They don't want to, your views, particularly the, I'm talking about the higher level conspiracy theorists and the fakeologist type, these are not common views. And I'm talking about your top, 6% of people would, if you said no planes on 9/11, the most minuscule amount of people would actually agree with that. Some of them are waking up now. But it's guaranteed that you do these amazing, I don't share any of the shit to my family or, any of my friends because I know they don't get it and they don't want to know about it, even though I could be funny and doing something at, more normal show like Rick and Roll is kind of more normal about pop culture and gossip and stuff. And I think we should just stick to that. That's popular. People like that kind of thing. But they do not want to hear anti-vax stuff, chemtrails, no planes there, no one died in Sandy Hook, blah, 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 blah. No one. And you might think you've got friends that would listen to one of your shows if you're doing a show like me. They don't. They'll just politely go, oh, yeah, okay. Because I know, because I do that when I bump into certain people that are also conspiracy theorists, but they've gone the tangent of, say, QAnon or Donald Trump's here to save the planet. And I sit there and I humour them when I'm talking and I kind of agree to this and that. But when I leave, I go, oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. That's what most people will be saying about me over the years and most about you if you think that your views are actually relevant because you are really in a dark little spot down here or up here or wherever we are. When it comes to this kind of media fakery of this level, guaranteed, you are absolutely on your own. If you're lucky, you might find a partner that might agree with you, and more power to you. Like there's a few out there. If you're lucky, but then I don't know. Like to be honest, when COVID came, I actually got sick of friends that did wake up sending me constant emails, and there was just things that I already had seen 30 or 40 years ago. Well, they've only just woken up, and I had to sit there going, oh, yeah, okay, or QAnon stuff. And so I went to, this is the other problem. You go to a big awake conference somewhere, right? You will find yourself not agreeing with all these other supposed conspiracy theorists that are all agree with one particular part, like COVID was a hoax. All of a sudden you go into, like I did, I went to the stand in the park things quite often. We stood in the park and people tooted out and probably, made fun of people that weren't wearing masks and we were talking together, conspiring together, which is what conspiracy means, breathing together, conspiring. But you'd be having a conversation that was... all of a sudden someone would bring up, oh, don't worry, guys, the Q computer's coming up. We've got this new thing. Don't worry, it's all good. We've got, everything's going to be handled fine. And this was the QAnon stuff. And it was actually all over the place. And I actually had a bit of an argument with a few people. So I find that you're better off just by yourself or with a few friends that actually, if you're lucky, might agree with everything because most people do not agree with everything that you, particularly fakeologists, diatribes over there. We stick with 9/11, no worries, and COVID. But once you start getting this, animals, whales are faking the minke whale, the white minke whale, the shark attacks are faked, nobody's dying from this or that. that's when you're really out there and you're not going to be able to have a decent conversation because everyone's got their own views. So it's what the common, you need to have a common denominator and then stick to that conversation and do not stray off into, because everyone's got more and more. I've got the most bizarre ones. If you listen to any of these shows I've done, I brought the Enid Blyton one, which is quite interesting, I thought. Why there's never been a movie made about the magic faraway tree, which is far more superior to Harry Potter. Well, it's not as dark as Harry Potter, but maybe it is. But they've never, ever, 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 ever exploited that, one of her best stories, because it involves giant trees and different lands and kind of dimensions and things like this. It's very, it opened my eyes up as a little child. I love those stories. The Folk of the Enchanted Wood, Folk of the Faraway Tree, blah, blah, blah. Really funny, well-written, great characters. Never been made into a movie, yet they keep remaking fucking, the same movie and changing the colour of the actress or actor. The same old boring story, and now they're doing Shrek again. Guaranteed, I'll say this, Shrek will be some kind of demon name. Guaranteed. And that's that kind of nasty movies as well. They were really dark. I had to go and see all of those fucking things back in the day. Some of it was funny. I think Eddie Murphy's character was funny. I don't think what's his name's funny at all, the guy that plays Shrek, at all. He overacted and, parried himself in Austin Powers. Mildly funny, but you can actually see in his eyes that guy's a psycho, and he looks just like, he has come from the same stock as that Jimmy Fallon character that you see on Tonight Show. Have a look at these guys' eyes. These are psychopaths, literally. And I mean that in the term psychopath, that they do not care about anyone else except themselves. Like people that don't go out and do sandbags and let old people do it. Joke. So there's all sorts of weird things that I come up with, but you kind of keep it to yourself. And if you do, you're listening to Be Told number 30.
No matter what your age,
you're listening to Conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, back to the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
In the art of condensation. Wonderful Be Told episode number 30 on remember the 22nd. Ignore the first one when I said the 29th. But is it it's like I'm so confused now because there's 33 Dave J shows, 31 Rollo shows. Rick and Rollo shows, and I think this is 30 or thereabouts of Be Told. I could find out, and I will in a minute. But, yeah, no, talking about your particular views and finding that, people that you think are your friends that actually agree with some of your views, that they're actually mainly humouring you, guaranteed, unless it's an old friend who knows you're mad and loves you for it. Because that's what I've got a few of. They don't agree with anything I say, but they think I'm extremely funny, and they know I'm funny, and they're funny as well. We make up funny things and entertain each other. But we don't. One of them, they agree with politics, and I don't. I know their politics. I don't agree with any of it. But I will never lose their friendships. And it was very close. That's the other thing that COVID did. How many people lost their friendships? Family as well. Now, I have to say this, none of my immediate family I have any problems with, but a few cousins or a couple of cousins, complete normies, they got really upset when I said there was no, that COVID was a hoax. Now, they knew somebody that was dying of it, what could you say? So anything that you could be, anything you had, in 2020 to 2023 was COVID. If you had a leg infection, it would be COVID foot, literally. People were going into hospital with accidents, and because the hospital was getting paid, is it was it five? It was a huge amount of $1,000 if they had a death on their books so they could put down COVID. This was how they did it. They did it by bribery. And Rick and Rollo, great site. If you want to look at the, it's called COVID Days Lest We Forget on Discord. We talk about, we've got a few people on there sharing stuff, you know, because I'm not letting this go. I'm not going to let COVID go. And anyone that wants to is either in denial, and that's not swimming in Egypt. I'm talking about properly in denial, or they don't want you to talk about it because they want you to move on and worry about something else that's insignificant. But that was the greatest threat that we've ever seen of being literally, we may as well had yellow stars and big noses and little hats on their head and wander around Germany in 1938, even though the people say that didn't happen. I'm sure there was people that dressed up like that, and I do believe they were kicked out of every country they've been into over the years. So there with that one. But we may as well have looked like that. We may as well have been, who was it that let them back in again to England? Was it, I forget his name, I'm talking about 200 or 300 years ago when they were all kicked out, those people. The interesting, the funniest thing I saw, not funny, is it funny? In Ireland, people said, oh, we never kicked them out, you know. And they said, why is that? It's because we didn't let them in the first place. And that was the fact that the Irish would not have them in there. I'm talking about 300 or 400 years ago. They were, you know, for whatever they're mistrading and getting usury and stuff like that. Again, do I have any problem with them? Not really at all. I've got great friends that would identify as it. I don't see them having any more money than I. Maybe some of them got rich parents, but most of them are, you know, just normal people working, doing normal jobs. They think everyone hates them because they were told that. And this is another thing, it's divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. So you don't want to be part of that. You cannot identify one particular person from a culture as being all the same. Or it is absolute part of what they want you to not to be having any, no friends, which was nearly happening in COVID. You were literally going to Woolworths or shopping centres and getting chilled. That was I talking to the other day. Was saying they were getting, Velocet, Joel, getting chased out by little old ladies when he walked in there without a mask. That happened. Rollo is one of the biggest activists I know, actually just really did not put up with it and got into vocal arguments and continuously, you know, literally. But he actually had to go and get one of those stupid lanyards and put it around your neck so you may as well have the yellow star on. Although star belly snitches. Another fantastic Dr. Seuss book. Because that's what, have you ever read the Star-Bellied Snitches? That's a really good one, like the Magic Faraway. So many great 70s kids books out there that actually had a good, powerful message in it, particularly Dr. Seuss. Fantastic, the Star-Bellied Snitches. And it's true, it's human nature. If everyone starts looking like you, you want to take them off and become an individual. And that's what Star-Bellied Snitches was basically saying, if you read that book back in the 1970s as I did, or the 60s. Yes, that's one of my favourite Dr. Seuss books. I like The Lorax as well, but, you know, that was a very great, but it's a true story. And that's the other interesting thing. When we talk about good old days now, the old days of in the winter is Sydney was basically one of the most polluted looking places. There was factories everywhere pumping out burning coal to you know keep their furnaces going, dumping all their poisons out the side. We had Union Carbide in the 50s and 60s, probably built in the 30s, literally pouring all their poisons and toxins into the Parramatta River, and it's still there. And I had done remediation, dealt with the EPA, Environmental Protection Association or whatever, EPA, and heard the stories about it's so toxic in some of the areas there that if they move it to try and clean it, it's going to spread some of this, the worst stuff ever. And it is really poisonous. And same with byproduct of coal is a radioactive type of dust, and that's what I do believe is being dropped over the top of people's heads. So it's a great byproduct. Get rid of that, just like they did with the the dental poison that they're putting in your mouth and in your water that does not do anything to your teeth except make them brittle. The byproduct of aluminium smelters and the manufacturing of fertilizers is, well, I can't remember the name of it, but that stuff. It has to be transported basically in stainless steel or glass because it just eats through everything. The most difficult to transport thing ever is that particular thing that I've, off the top of my head, cannot remember. Typical, because I'm getting old. But that's another reason I say this. Chlorine is the worst additive in the water, though. It actually goes in and attacks your gut instincts and your gut. And they just, there's so much in our water where I live. Again, I'm not speaking, so when I speak, I'm talking about where I live and what I'm seeing. Anyone that's overseas could say, well, this doesn't affect me, my water's fine. Because fluoride is not in drinking, that's the word. Fluoride is not in the drinking water of a lot of countries. It's mainly in the West where they want to dumb people down. And it's in America, it's in, I guess, England, it's certainly in Australia, New Zealand. They try and fight and stop it, but no, it just rolls on. And I've actually now admitted it lowers your IQ in children. So that would explain why there's so many dummies about, guaranteed. But there's an interesting offhand story, speaking of toxins. A good friend of mine, the yellow sun, what colour was the sun guy, Theo, he was telling me a story. And I'd noticed I call it soil remediation or whatever, scraping back the side of the freeway not far from where I live, and they replaced it with all these rocks, white rocks. And I thought, that's really strange. Why don't they just do that there? And apparently, many years ago, when the old freeway was going through, a truck overturned that was transporting toxic material right there, and it went all over the place, and three or four of the first responders died within weeks or years, a few years afterwards. They would not say what it was. I would say it's something like the Union Carbide was dumping in the Parramatta River in Sydney. Dioxins, probably, mixed in with a whole lot of other stuff. Now, get this one. Nothing would grow in this particular patch. And so what they've had to do to cover it up, because it is a big story, but no one seems to want to know about it. But locals know, because they can always remember what happened with the policeman that turned up there without any hazmat gear, and he died shortly afterwards. Now, nothing would grow in this particular patch, and what they've done recently is scrape the whole lot thing back to bedrock, which I used to do. I did soil lead remediation for a year, scraping rock back to bedrock, so they could, ICI factory, old ICI factory, and so they could fill it with white clay to stop that stuff leaching back up again, and then build houses on it, which are probably cancer clusters in the future, if not right now. So interesting that this actually happened. It's been hushed up, but because I was going, why would they just make that one area cover it in white rocks for next to the freeway? It's because whatever's in there is so toxic, they want it encapsulated. And that's what they've had to do with most areas in the winter. Is Sydney, that were old gas works where they were burning loads and loads of coal. There's so much toxic stuff from the coal dust and byproduct of all their burning, they have to encapsulate it in concrete before it's going to be safe to live on. Now, toxins are a real thing. Again, that's why I'm not on fakeologists talking about this stuff, because it'd be, I don't know about that. Or someone else would come on and say, I don't know, you know, it's just it's an imaginary, really, you know, you know, the older I get, the more sharper I get in some ways at picking up when disinformation and people come over and derail your conversation and try and get rid of it. But poison's a real thing. There are lots and lots of poisons, byproducts of chemical manufacturing. And they're all toxic. I'll bring it up again, repeat myself, but you've got to read, do yourself a favor and get Slow Death by Robert Duck. And just read what the most amazing amount of toxins in your home that you didn't know are all in here, particularly phthalates, which are in every single, everything you've got that's soft plastic, be it you're wrapping your food up in it, or you're wearing it, or you're sitting on it in your couch, if it's made out of not leather, or in your car, if it's not leather, is phthalates, P-H-A-L-A-T-E-S, and it is really bad, guaranteed. And I think there's a lot of things that have been blamed, like even the vaccinations. Could there be something that's already in your home that's making people die of cancers that they don't want you to know about? Could it just be soft plastics in your cling wrap? And I had a book by a great New Zealand female doctor, which I stupidly lent to a good-looking chick one day in the gym, never got it back, called Things Your Doctor Isn't Telling You, by a New Zealand author. And it should be, there couldn't be too many New Zealand female doctors. Came out, I guess, in the 90s. This book went through a list of stuff that was really, really, really bad. And I'm going back to even forget about your fluorides because that's bad, but the mercury amalgam in your teeth, I've got a few of them still. And when you go and get them removed, it actually releases more of it. That's why it's better to just leave them where they're kind of stable. The other one is one of the classic really bad ones. And I've got two, and that's root canal. That's when the dentist drills out the nerve, fills it up with a hardening product, and your body, basically the root's still in your jaw, dead. Your body can sense there's something dead in here, and it's sending all your white blood cells to try boost through your, kill this bad dead thing, and it's actually slowly killing you as well. And I've got two of them still alive, but there's definitely issues that I could say could be root canal related, for sure. I don't sit there dwelling on it, pointing the bone and worrying about it to death, but there's no doubt that if you've got the choice to get root canal, don't get it. Do not get it. And I've had two, I'm talking a long time ago, and I am still alive, but I definitely have gut issues all the time. I've got to look after my stomach. And again, that's just drinking water. Make sure you take probiotics, a good one. They do help. And as you're getting older, high fiber stuff like to clean your insides out, like psyllium. You psyllium sausage. Vegan sausages. Psyllium sausages. This is a good brand name. Now, why don't I come up with that? Psyllium sausages for gut health. There you go. I'm full of good ideas, be told. But psyllium husks are great for clearing your insides out. If your miles and miles of bowel aren't functioning as good as they should be, psyllium and lots of water. And that's the other thing. I've always, always drank lots of water to a huge amount, and I'm doing it now. And I'm paying for pure filtered water, because my filter, I haven't got the proper filter that removes the fluoride, which is guaranteed dumbing people down. Guaranteed. I'm just going to mute for a little bit, and then I'll come back and talk about more health things, be told. Yeah, last show, I kind of glossed over it towards the end, because as I said, my microphone is just, I do not have a good one, and everyone else seems to have one. I just sound terrible. I prefer actually, though, to be honest, doing it, be told, just completely, I can go from all over the place and just by myself, hitting different subjects as my mind changes. But calendula, which is absolutely fantastic for skin cancers and many other things, is something you should always have in your cupboard. And it's very hard to get sometimes the pure form of it. But any skin cancers, 100%, just calendula, and it's in a base usually of a wax. But I had one day I woke up. This is, I'll give you my first person, and I've done it a few times. I woke up and I felt this kind of lump on my chest, and I, you're listening to Be Told 30.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, wonderful bumper there. Now, Be Told episode number, don't I say, episode number 30 on the 22nd of May 2025. Yeah, so it's the marigold. The marigold is where calendula comes from. The marigold, beautiful. And they're actually good to have growing in your house because actually are air filters as well. They purify the air. Now, I have been on, I have been a health freak sucking information on stuff like this for 50 years at least. Even when I was like really young, I was into this kind of stuff. And I'm talking about 10 years of age, I was always interested in herbs and things like that. Over the years, I've again spent many years in gyms talking about stuff. And I have first-person anecdotes about this and that, this and that. And about 1987, I went to Balmain Market. It's one of the greatest markets that does not exist anymore, that everyone used to go to. And there was an old guy selling calendula and comfrey products. Now, comfrey is the other one that you've got to get. Comfrey. And it's, guess what? Guess what? They banned it over in Australia. Yes, it's, you cannot say it's for medicinal purposes. You've just got to say, oh, it's, I'm using it as a to fly spray to kill things or something or other. Comfrey is bone knit bone. It helps your bones grow. It's got so many other scar tissue removal, blah, 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 blah. Rub it all over yourself, et cetera. Now, comfrey is a flower or a herb or whatever, but the most amazing one, though, is calendula. Now, I got this lump on my chest. I was just kind of scratching my finger. I thought it was a pimple. I tried to squeeze it, and I had this sharp pain. It was actually, you could feel the root. It was actually a mole that was huge, like, and it was attached to nerves or something or other. It felt really painful. So what did I do? Did I go to the doctor? Did I rush off and ask for a biopsy? No, I got some calendula, pure calendula from, I think it's used for nappy rash. This is before I had children. But you can buy it for all sorts of purposes back from a good chemist or a good health shop. I put it on, and 5 days to maybe a week later, it was completely gone, not even an evidence of anything existing. Now, the old folks knew this back in the day. All your herbs that you grew in your garden, the flowers that you had in your garden, often, they could chop them up and make a tea out of them. Your grandmother, you often knew this if your grandmother was off the farm, which mine was, or the maternal, whatever, paternal, a wonderful wise woman, and knew these things. You know, they knew because it's often how they help their cattle. Now, black salve that I brought up the other day, you can still buy it at a vet. If your horse or dog or whatever's got a tumor on its back or whatever, they put black salve on it and it will just dissolve the tumor. Now, guess who else can use that? I shouldn't be, no, this isn't medical advice, but let's just say an imbecile could possibly spread it on themselves if they had something that was really nasty looking, and it eats it off. You've got to be careful. Black salve is a one that you're going to need to speak to a naturopath before using, I would say. So there's a, even though I've just run around spreading all over the place, it burns, literally burns that area, kills whatever nasty things that was there. So it's used here on a regular basis by veterinarians for horses. Now, if it's good enough for your horse, it's good enough for you. I'm just going to say that. Good enough to say that. Now, I've been, again, what I don't know about weird herbs and spices and things like that is, you know, well, I've forgotten more than I can most people know, because I've been reading non-stop. You can see my bookshelf full of this kind of stuff, different this and different that, you know, herbs and old cures, new cures, you know, blah, 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 blah. I'm into the electro stuff, which is this thing. I've got a good friend who's an expert at it, which is electroculture, which is using copper, et cetera, et cetera. Guaranteed to be there. And this feeds in with why do you see when you drive through old cities, copper domes all over the place? Because these buildings were centers of healing back in the day, or for some kind of energy that they were using. Could be their lighting many, many years ago. For sure, there's a there. Absolutely for sure. And copper is an incredible product. It conducts it. You don't want it in your diet, though. Quite toxic, but you know, if you have it, if you put, you can, so with electroculture, it's very simple. You just get some copper wire and wind it around and put it around each corner of your garden, and it forms a, like a, you know, because that's in your batteries, copper, etc. It forms a charge up, and I've seen evidence of this, that it makes it grow faster. The pyramid's shape as well, apparently, is good for that. I haven't really investigated that. You'd see a lot of damage. No. But I do believe that shape does things. But these domes, these copper domes on tops of, if you go through Sydney from George Street and you see these, particularly these Grace Brothers buildings or old former Grace Brothers, which was a big shopping centre. So it could have been anything before. The QVB, Queen Victoria building, giant copper domes on the top of them. Extremely expensive back in the day would have been, but I think they could have been used for something else back in, for sure. Going to these old churches, like the one I went to in Saigon in Hanoi when I was there 7 years ago, 6 years ago, whatever it was, total calm, peaceful, great vibe in this Catholic church because it was an old one built by the French, allegedly. And guess what? The communist government, this red stars everywhere, do they go in there and stop them praying and everything? No. It's flourishing in there. It's a beautiful old building, but there's definitely this really amazing, peaceful vibe that you get when you're in one of these shaped buildings with a copper dome. Guaranteed, 100%. That feeds in with this copper stuff, though. And so it's really, look at electroculture, really easy to get into. Really easy to get into. And I've got plenty of copper wire lying around here that I can start to just do an experiment and take some photos. I've seen it done in real bigger style, what a friend of mine does. He actually makes this stuff and does it for friends. Very interesting character. I should get him to come to a show. Yes, I should. He'd be unable to go anywhere where he lives is inland. That's what it's about, say, 20 minute drive from me, but into the countryside on bush, a dirt road, and they'd be flooded, and there's rivers, etc., just plowing through. So a lot of people at the moment are landlocked, stuck in their house, and they cannot leave. Lots and lots and lots and lots of people cannot leave their house. So luckily I'm no problem. God has looked after me, but I'm not doing anything. I need to get out there and do some volunteer work. I'm being all talk at the moment. At the end of the days, they say, the thing that I say, I did a podcast. Yes, I did a podcast. Not enough. Good, but not enough. Hands-on stuff. You've got to get out there and help people. Talk to real people. Get offline. Get offline. That's what I'm going to keep saying. And I say that to myself. He says, waking up in the morning and just picking up the phone and, I don't know. How did I get sucked into this? It's because I went and got a proper smartphone after I had a cheaper one for a long time, after I decided to get rid of Apple during the COVID era. Now I'm back on a Samsung 5G. Makes my hands hurt, I do believe. I'm telling you, I think I'm getting referred issues from it, but do I stop using it? No. Total hypocrite, guaranteed. Now, I'm not going to go on for long, but I just had to do this extra ones to make up for it. But again, the sun was yellow, not bright yellow like it does when the sunrise or sunset, but it was a yellowish tinge in the blue sky when it was at 12 o'clock high. Just look in your old artworks, not online. Get off the fucking computer when you research anything. All that can be changed with a swish of a button or a pen or whatever. You got to do it. Go to a library, go to a secondhand bookshop, find old books on art books, get old books on poetry, which I've got a whole lot of here. Look at them all. Look at them all. Sickens me. And just flick through and read some old poems of the poems of Henry Kendall. Fantastic. Who literally lived across the road from me many, many years ago, apparently. Beautiful old book, 1870, something or other. Beautiful gold embossed book. Find him, get him to find one mention of the white sun above his head. So it's blue sky, yellow sun, white snow, black coal, etc. Now, this is, I'm going to have to say this again. This and that's why he's giving himself away, old IPS. He's starting to, if you keep standing up, waving your, sticking your neck out like he does, someone's going to come and chop it off. Am I calling people that think the sun used to be yellow, yellow sun, as thinking it's a derogatory term? You're completely wrong. It's actually just going, oh, well, actually the sun is yellow on your, look at your smartphone. What color is your sun icon? Is it white? It's very easily done. I could make a white icon. No, 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 it's yellow because that's what the sun was. The Sun King, Louis the 14th, 15th. Gold is a representation of the sun. Gold because that's the color of the sun was pretty much all the time. Now it's burning white in the sky. Anyone wants to come in and argue with me, come on to Fakeologist on Sunday nights. I'm always there. And I might even do a very rare, because Ab wants me to actually do a regular appearance on the day show with his on his proper show. And I'm a bit hesitant because there's a lot of people on that listen into that thing that are all a bit groupy to IPS. And they, you know, sit there commenting, and they've got no life. They like commenting, you know, listening online and commenting. Like, fuck, get a life. Go out and dig some sandbags for somebody. But, you know, do something. Mow your lawn. Do something. Anything. But, you know, listening live and sending in comments, I don't do things like that. I'm sorry. I prefer to have a real conversation with online, talk to a real person, but not comment on someone else's conversation. I don't give a fuck what other people are talking about, especially when they're on live. Let them talk and then listen to it at your own time afterwards. That's my advice. Lemons are yellow. Lemons are yellow. That's the other yellow thing. Lemons, sun, and bananas. So on that note, thank you for listening. Those of you that do, great book. Forbidden Science, that's the other book I just found the other day. Very interesting. It's got all the literary culture all through it. Highly recommended. Highly recommended. All right. Thank you so much. On that note, I don't know what we're going to do with. I've actually had a really good, actually, this is very rare. I might do a song that I've already done before by, it's an Elvis song, but I just heard a great cover version by Hitman DTK on that fantastic, I love this, the Edge of Reality song, because that's where we're living, on the edge of reality. So this is the second time on a row the Edge of Reality is going to be heard, but completely different version by a underground Australian band. I love it. I love it. Just guitars and, you know, proper garage rock. So thank you very much for listening on this amazing VTOL episode number 30 on the 22nd of May 2022. And you're not going to hear this live, but it'll be put on at some other stage. Could take 3 days, could take 4 days, could be done tonight. Who's to know? Joel's a busy man. So when we say 1, 2, 3, 4, wait for it. Now.